Hadaway,
Recording in
November
progress.
10th, 2022. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, or dial-in information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, the municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards. Municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. The town continues to use a remote meeting format in an effort to mitigate the chance of exposure to COVID-19 as a part of the township's ongoing effort to slow the rate of transmission and avoid overwhelming our treatment centers. In order to make sure a clear record of the meeting can be made and that all parties are heard in an organized fashion, all members of the public will be muted during the meeting. If a member of the public wishes to speak during any public comment portion, please raise your hand. This can be done either through the Zoom app or by pressing *9 on your phone. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive a prompt or a request to unmute. Please click on the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute. Upon being unmuted, you should begin to ask any and all questions you may have. You will have 3 minutes to speak, at the conclusion of which you will be muted again, and the council or administration will respond as necessary. Should you have any further comments or questions, the town council is always available by email and phone, and you could always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone or logged in user account, we ask that you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Individuals may also submit written comments to the township clerk up to 48 hours prior to the meeting to be read by the township clerk during the public comment portion of the meeting. Said comments shall be limited to 3 minutes of reading. Thank you in advance for your patience as we continue to move the township forward during this health emergency. Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilman Bullard. Councilwoman Cahill.
Here.
Councilman Kahn. Councilman Rouse.
Here.
Councilman Shaw.
Yes.
Councilman Aaron.
Here.
Council President Lombardi?
Here.
Mayor Brian Waller?
Present.
Business Administrator Timothy Dacey?
Here.
Township Attorney Rajveer Goomer?
Here.
Deputy Township Clerk Kelly Mitch?
Here.
And I'm here, Melissa Cedar, the Township Clerk.
Would everyone please join me in the flag salute?
To the flag. The United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Comments from administration and council regarding adjournment of any matters on the agenda?
No additions, Council President.
Anyone else on the council? Seeing none, we'll move to number six. Number six is open to the public for comments regarding the consent agenda items only. Again, it's open to the public for the consent agenda items only. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing *9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. We are now open to the public.
Council President, there are no individuals with their hands raised.
The public portion is now closed. Number 7 is an ordinance second reading, construction of local improvement handicap ramps on Old New Brunswick Road, frontage of block 2402, lot 31.01, block 2201, lots 23.01 and 24, and block 2201, lot 23.02. And this will be open to the public, a resolution adopting ordinance. Mrs. Cedar, can you please read this ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Provide for the Construction of Local Improvement Handicap Ramps on the Old New Brunswick Road frontage of block 2402, lot 31.01, block 2201, lots 23.01 and 24, and block 2201, lot 23.02, on the Township of Piscataway tax map, as permitted under NJSA 40:65-1, was introduced on the 6th day of October 2022 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 11th day of October 2022. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on November 10th, 2022, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2022-20.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. This will now be open to the public since it's a second reading ordinance. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by pressing *9 on your phone. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary, after you have completed any comments or questions. We are now open to the public regarding number 7.
Council President, there are no individuals with their hand raised.
The public portion is now closed. May I have an offer, please?
Offer, Councilwoman Cahill.
May I have a second?
Councilor, I'm seconding.
Thank you. Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the ordinance passes second reading. Number 8 is also an ordinance second reading for the construction of local improvement multi-use path on Ethel Road, frontage of block 8901, lots 1.05, 4.01, and 10.01. This will be open to the public, a resolution adopting ordinance. Mrs. Cedar, can you please read this ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Provide for the Construction of Local Improvement Multi-Use Path on the Ethel Road frontage of block 8901, lots 1.05, 4.01, and 10.01 on the Township of Piscataway tax map as permitted under NJSA 40:65-1, was introduced on the 6th day of October 2022 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 11th day of October 2022. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on November 10th, 2022, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2022-21.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. This will now be open to the public. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone, by pressing *9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. So we are now open to the public for number 8 for second reading.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yes, please state your name and address.
Thank you. I'm Dr. James Smock from Timothy Christian School, 2008 Ethel Road. Thank you for the opportunity to share my concerns directly with you. As the head of school at Timothy Christian School, I've always enjoyed a great relationship with the township, the mayor's office, the fire department, especially the police department. We've been privileged to have the mayor share a greeting at our graduations and during our celebration of law enforcement appreciation days. However, it pains me to appear here tonight, but the township has put TCS in an untenable situation to have to do so. TCS strongly objects to the ordinance to provide for the construction of the local multi-use path. This ordinance is seeking to assess the costs of the installation of the multi-use pathway that the township is constructing on TCS property over Timothy Christian School's objection through the condemnation process. Let me be clear, TCS doesn't want the multi-use path, and it adds insult to injury to impose the cost of this path for a nonprofit school. Please don't do so. This multi-use pathway removes 17 of our mature trees and provides a pathway to nowhere. It simply does not make any sense that the township would spend the funds to create a bike path where students would travel 600 yards and not be able to travel to an adjacent path, no less require TCS to pay for it. We have been struggling with uninvited trespassers on our campus for more than 4 years as they boldly walk through our campus and even have picnics in the center of our school area during school hours. For security reasons, we have posted signs asking them to refrain from coming on private property, and still our security officers have continually had to ask walkers to leave. The world of school safety has drastically changed, as we all know, and we just don't take it lightly. We truly believe this path to and from nowhere will be a draw to individuals to not just ride on the multi-use path, but take the liberty of riding on our private roads and circling and passing through our campus. This unwanted pathway creates a threat to our students, faculty, and staff. I asked for a rendering of the project and that never came to us. So unfortunately, without knowing what our exposure would be for the campus safety, it made us impossible to agree with the township's request to sign off on the property or the project. Sadly, the township lawyer took this issue to court, but failed to serve us with the order to show cause signed by the court. So we were not even informed of our rights to file an objection. Not being able to defend our position for safety in person with the judge who decided the condemnation case was very, very discouraging. The project began in June and has been continuing. We think it is profoundly unfair to require TCS and its neighbor, the neighboring apartments, to pay for this multi-use path, and it endangers our students. I further understand the township is not requiring the Board of Education to pay for their fair share of a path. It appears that the township is treating a religious school very differently than a public school. This is discriminatory and wrong. Please vote no on this ordinance and do the right thing. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, for your comments.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you are. Please state your name and
My name is Mike Gottschall from Timothy Christian School, 2008 Ethel Road. I want to thank the mayor and the township for listening to us. I really do appreciate it, and I will be fast as I can be. My name is Mike Gottschall. I speak from the perspective of a former Timothy Christian School K-12 student, an alumnus, a parent of alumnus, and a current student, most importantly today as the current board president. TCS, the board, and administration strongly oppose this proposal, and we ask that you consider the impact and fairness of such a proposal to have us pay for this multi-purpose path we didn't ask for, do not want, and from which we will never realize any benefits of. Dr. Smas addressed the main concern of safety, which is top priority, safety of the children and the impact of trying to secure them in this world. But I'll explain a little bit about our school. We've been there for 73 years. My father was the head of school for many of those years, and we've had great relationship, as Dr. Smock said. You guys should all know our school already. You should know the old army barracks we use, the patched up parking lots, the floods we've endured, the leaky roofs, and the state of our facility. You already know that we aren't what comes to mind when you hear private school. We're not a school that has lots of money sitting around. It's a financed directly and only by the parents. We receive no state or town funding. Many of the parents live and work in Piscataway, pay taxes for your schools and don't use them, and struggle to afford coming to our school. We're nonprofit. We don't have the money. We raise money just to fill the gap between the parents' pay and to pay our teachers who don't get paid enough. All that being said, to take our land by force, install a service we do not want or need, and now invent a new ordinance to make us pay for it seems unfair and punitive, and takes the money directly from the parents and services that we are able to provide currently with the money we do bring in. The only ones that seem to benefit from the path are those making the decision, making commitments, green space agenda, and providing for the people who do use it while inventing rules for us to pay for it. Piscataway took the frontage of our school and gave us a fraction in the easement of one we just got for the back of our school for a non-seen part. So we're adding security risk to our school, liability to school, and then you're sticking the bill on top of us. The whole process was riddled with missing notifications, unsigned documents, secret rulings, and lack of communication. We feel that expressing our concerns and asking questions, thereby delaying the process, we're being punished by this new idea to make us pay for it, adding insult to injury. The board, administration, and hundreds of parents in Piscataway ask you to vote no on this ordinance and do the right thing. Thank you very much, guys. Sincerely, I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Council President, could I just speak on this?
Yes, please. This is our township attorney.
Yeah, this is Raj Goodman, township attorney. I just want to clarify a couple. First of all, the easements were taken as part of the road project too. So there was a necessary need for those easements. And it's not taking of their property, it's purchasing a right to basically use that land. There was a discussion about a religious school versus differently from a public school. This is a private entity. The township and other townships I represent do special assessments. It's pursuant to New Jersey statutes that allow the townships to recoup improvements on people's land that actually have increased the value of their land also. This is a necessary improvement for the safety of pedestrians. These are usually only done on the busy roads. And it's continuing. It's not just in front of their property. It's not an isolated improvement. There'll be, upcoming, there'll be a special assessments on Ethel Road West as the entire street will be connected past. So it's not going to be a path to nowhere. Thank you, Council President.
Thank you for that update.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you. The public portion is now closed. May I have an ordinance?
Oh, Council President, are we allowed to also comment on this?
Of course. Of course.
Okay. So if I may, may I direct my question to the council representation? Raj, if I may just ask we in fact had all the appropriate notices about the project notified to this to the school.
Yes, in regard to the special assessments, the notices were provided on time, which is why they're calling in today. In regard to the easements, I'm not sure which council, either assistant council or our council, it wasn't on my desk. Did do the acquisition. They're working with the other attorney. The other attorney is not challenging the notice of the easements. We're just working on, and has agreed to the easements. We're just working on the valuation of them. So there's no discrepancy of notice, et cetera. This is just being brought up because I think they're upset about a special assessment, that they're not being isolated out. This is, various lots and blocks throughout the township where the township is actually looking to increase pedestrian safety.
And if I may just ask one other question. So The special assessment goes to sort of out of pocket. I mean, I apologize just for clarification, because when the superintendent is talking about paying for it, I just need some clarification on that, if I might.
Yeah, so the state allows townships and all the townships that we represent do it, is allows the townships to pass on the cost of the improvements to the property owners. The advantage is also is that the property owners get this project completed, and the property owners don't have to pay it in a lump sum. It's the tax collector works with the property owners to work out a payment plan over a period of time. It's added as an assessment to their tax bill. So it's not a devastating financial burden immediately. You know, it's broken down over payments. And most of those properties also get an increase in value from the improvements that are done.
So does this property then pay taxes?
So this one doesn't pay taxes, but the special assessment will be billed to them.
Okay, thank you for the clarification.
Any other council members have any questions? Seeing none, do I have an offer?
Offer. Sure.
Do I have a second?
Councilman Earl, I'll second it.
Ms. Cedar, can you call the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill.
I'm going to abstain. Thank you.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Arun?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes. We'll now move to number 9, which is an ordinance first reading accepting of traffic control signal intersection of New Brunswick Avenue and Carlton Avenue. Resolution adopting ordinance. Mrs. Cedar, can you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled an ordinance approving the traffic signal improvements for New Brunswick Avenue, County Road 647, and Carlton Avenue in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 29th day of November, 2022. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. Can I have an offer, please?
Offer.
A second?
Councilwoman Cahill.
Second.
Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes, sorry, yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Arun?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes. And the ordinance passes first reading. Number 10, a fully funded ordinance, first reading, $2,500,000 for various sewer improvements, resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, can you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled ordinance appropriating $2,500,000 from the sewer utility budget capital outlay for various sewer utility improvements in and by the Township of Piscataway in the County of Middlesex, New Jersey, being is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 29th day of November, 2022. Be further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. Do I have an offer for first reading?
Offer, Councilwoman Cahill.
A second, please.
Second.
Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Erin?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes. Number 11 is a bond ordinance. First reading, $9,000/$1,689,811 acquisition of communication network. It's a resolution adopting ordinance. Mrs. Cedar, can you please read this ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Bond Ordinance Providing for the Acquisition of a Communication Network in and by the Township of Piscataway in the County of Middlesex, New Jersey, appropriating $9 million therefore and authorizing the issuance of $1,689,811 bonds or notes of the Township to finance part of the cost thereof, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 29th day of November, 2022. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. May I have an offer, please?
Councilman Rouse, offer.
Thank you. May I have a second?
Councilman Arnold, second it.
Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Erin?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the ordinance passes first reading. Number 12 is an ordinance first reading also. It's the adoption of the redevelopment plan for 4100 New Brunswick Avenue and supplementing and amending Chapter 21 zoning resolution adopting ordinance. Mrs. Cedar, can you please read this ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled an ordinance adopting a redevelopment plan for block 1701, lot 2.03, 4100 New Brunswick Avenue, as shown on the tax map of the Township of Piscataway, and supplementing and amending Chapter 21 entitled Zoning, including zoning map. Be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading of public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 13th day of December, 2022. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. Can I have an offer, please?
Offer.
A second?
Second.
Can you please call the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Erin?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the ordinance passes first reading. Number 13 are the consent agenda resolution items. For efficiency, these items have been consolidated into a consent agenda item to be voted on together. The materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? Seeing none, may I have an offer to accept the consent agenda resolutions?
Councilman Arnold, offer.
A second, please.
Second. Councilwoman Cahill. Oops, sorry.
Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Erin?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the consent agenda items pass. Number 14 is a proclamation for Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Mayor, will you be reading that proclamation?
I apologize, Council President. I believe the clerk has the resolution.
Okay, I'll take care of it for you.
Thank you, Council President.
This one is a little near and dear to my heart. As most everyone knows, my father passed from lung cancer. No, that's okay. Whereas lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in the United States, greater than colon cancer, breast cancer, and prostate cancer combined, and whereas early detection of lung cancer can dramatically improve survival rates, but only a small percentage of cases are diagnosed in the early stages. And whereas public awareness is needed to help minimize the devastating effects lung cancer has on our community. And whereas we commend the doctors, nurses, researchers, and advocates who use their knowledge and determination to help those fighting this deadly disease. And whereas additional funding is needed for research in early diagnosis, screening, and treatment. And now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Brian C. Waller, Mayor of the Township of Piscataway County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, proclaim November 2022 Lung Cancer Awareness Month and encourage all residents of Piscataway to learn about lung cancer and early detection through lung cancer screening. Number 15 is a discussion on the best practices checklist.
So we've gone over the best practices checklist. Daniel and I and Van and the department heads and Raj, we did submit it today as required to DCA. There were many, many new questions on, a large number of questions really non-related to local government, and I'm not certain why the questions were on, but everybody's received copies of it. It will be on file in the clerk's office. It was filed online, and we did very well filling it out. There are a couple changes that we will be making in order to comply with the requests, but in general, it was it took about a month to do, but it came out very well on it. If anybody has any questions you can ask, you can always give either Daniel or me a call.
Thank you, Tim. Number 16, do we have any announcements and comments from officials? So Councilwoman Cahill.
None at this time, thank you, Council President.
Reverend Rouse.
No, not at this time.
Councilman Shaw.
No, thanks.
Councilman Aaron.
No comments, Council President.
Mayor Brian Waller. Township Business Administrator, Timothy Dacey.
Hold on, Council President, if I may. I want to add in the fact that I give the condolences out on behalf of myself and the council to Raymond Harcourt's family. Whitey, as he was formerly known down at Public Works, worked for the town for 45 plus years as a and ultimately as the superintendent of Public Works, passed away. So we want to give condolences to the family and also remind everybody, obviously tomorrow is Veterans Day. So if you see a vet out there that you know, please feel free to maybe buy him or her a lunch or a cup of coffee. Thank you.
Thank you. Business Administrator Timothy Dacey.
I just want to wish everybody a happy Veterans Day.
Township Attorney Raj Kumar.
No comment, thank you.
I would also like to offer one of the township residents, Maggie Serpico, who was very involved in our JFK library. Her husband passed away, Donald Serpico, this week. So our condolences also to the Serpico family. And I'd also like to congratulate all of our council members for winning the election on Tuesday. We'll now move to the agenda session for November 2022. On that, we have a resolution authorizing award of bid for a 2-year contract management services for Sterling Village Senior Housing Utility, Lutheran Social Ministries of New Jersey Incorporated, not to exceed $527,290 for 2023 and $542,149 for 2024. Do we have any questions regarding that item? Did we have any other bidders on that service for Sterling Village?
I can check one.
No, we didn't have any other bidders.
We had some agencies walk through the walkthrough, and one of them asked us about 40 questions that we answered for them in writing. And ultimately, nobody else decided to bid on it. I think the problem this year is staffing issues. The companies like this are having a really tough time staffing the positions.
Council President, if I could also ask. So, Tim, you know, I understand, you know, what the bidding process is, but are we going to, you know, kind of address some of some concerns?
We actually did with the we did changes to the RFP that
we put out. We did. Oh, good. Good, good.
We met with the residents, we met with the management, we met with DPW, and we made some changes in the RFP.
Oh, great. Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you for that question, Councilwoman Cahill. Also on the agenda session for the November 22nd meeting is a resolution authorizing release of Sterling Village escrow apartments 332 and 226. I'm sure there will be more added to that, but as of now, this is what we have on the agenda. Number 18 will now be open to the public for all questions or concerns. So if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by pressing *9 on your phone. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. We're now open to the public.
Council President, there are no individuals with their hand raised.
We are now closed to the public. Number 19, may I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
May I have a second? All those in favor say aye.
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 Have a good evening, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Aye. Good night.
Thank you.